I'm Joe Kendrick for WNCW. Very glad to be talking with Ashley Capps of AC Entertainment today as we look forward to MoogFest, October 26th and 27th in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, a lot has happened in the last year since I spoke with you last, and this is the third MoogFest. A lot of new additions and different things with the festival this year. How's it been going?
It's going great. I mean, we had our biggest on sale in MoogFest history, a short history, but it was great to get that kind of affirmation for the fans. I mean, the first day sales were, exceeded both of the first years, and, we're continuing to clock along. So we're very excited about this year's festival.
Well, this year, some of the highlights include the Thomas Dolby 2012 Moog Innovation Award. Thomas Dolby, who will also be performing at the festival, as well as an Orbital Remix Contest for their song Where Is It Going? And you've also got Dr. Bob's Interactive Sonic Experience, where people can get a little hands-on Moog experience.
Yes, all of these things are really important to us. I think, from the very beginning of working with Moog, we not only wanted to present a lot of the artists out there who are pushing the boundaries, not just of electronic music, but, pushing their creative efforts into other areas in general, but we also wanted to engage the fans and give those attending the festival the opportunity to interact with the instruments and explore their own creativity and so on, and that's really core to the MoogFest experience.
Getting your hands on a lot of those Moog
synthesizers, and it's inspirational for people. I love playing my theremin at home too. No one wants to hear me play it in public, but it's really great to play around and experiment with it and explore your own creativity.
Well, Ashley, you've got another stellar lineup for the festival this year, and running across several generations of artists, people ranging from Primus to Explosions in the Sky, also GZA, LP, Blondes, Aluchatistas, an Asheville duo, Aluchatistas, which is notable, Magnetic Fields, Harold Budd, Tim Hecker, some pioneers in electronic music. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I certainly have my preferences here and there, but all of the artists on the lineup make music that I appreciate on one level or another, so I would never single out just one. There are a couple of things I'm especially proud of having at MoogFest this year simply because it's so rare for these artists to perform anywhere in the world, but especially in the southeastern United States. And those two would be Morton Subotnick and Harold Budd, both of whom are, major groundbreaking artists, and both 80 years old or thereabouts, and so rarely performing in public. And so it's really especially rewarding for me that they've agreed to come and perform at MoogFest this year.
I remember last year when I was at MoogFest and I was talking to a friend's teenage daughter about the lineup, the acts that she was going to see, and they were mostly completely different than the acts that I was going to see, but I thought that was really a good thing.
Well, I think as we started to conceive of MoogFest happening in Asheville, North Carolina, we really wanted to reinvent what the festival had been in the past. There had been a MoogFest in New York City for several years, and there had been some MoogFest staged in other cities throughout the world, but they tended to focus on classic rock and prog rock and be very focused on the past. And we, of course, love a lot of that music and certainly wanted to acknowledge the legacy of Moog, which is an extraordinary legacy, but we also wanted to acknowledge the fact that the Moog brand and the instruments that they're making are, very, very relevant to today's music. I mean, they're continuing to invent new instruments and inspire musicians and creators all over the world to create new music. And we wanted to acknowledge that contemporary tradition in the future as well. So the past, the present, and the future is very important to our booking.
Moog is based in Asheville, where they manufacture their instruments. and they are instrumental in exporting Asheville as kind of a music mecca and also a burgeoning music scene.
They sure are. It was actually musicians visiting Asheville, you know, artists that we were presenting in Asheville back in the 1990s, that brought to my attention the fact that Bob Moog was living in Asheville and that they were still manufacturing these instruments. And at the time, it was a little below the radar screen because he wasn't doing it under the name Moog. His company was, I think it was Big Briar. But they were still manufacturing all these amazing electronic instruments. They were working on the MIDI theremin at the time. And artists were coming to town and said, hey, do you know that Bob Moog lives here? I'd love to go visit the studios. So that's how it all got on my radar screen. And then they restored the name Moog Music a number of years ago. And the idea of creating a festival that honored Bob and this tremendous creative legacy that he has, we started discussing that. It actually took several years for it to come to fruition.
Actually, running a festival like this in a downtown spread around many venues is a far different thing than something like Bonnaroo, which you're also a principal developer of that festival. How is it different? What are some of the advantages of doing a Moog Fest versus doing a Bonnaroo?
Well, you know, Bonnaroo is obviously on a completely different scale with 80,000 people camping, and I think, you know, the biggest and most obvious difference between, besides the size of the two events, is the distinction between camping and a city festival. You know, the all-immersive experience of camping at Bonnaroo is extraordinary, and it's one of the things that certainly sets that festival apart from many others. But, you know, Moog Fest is its own unique experience, and, you know, certainly the downtown Asheville community really embraces the festival, and, you know, that, you know, Asheville's such a fantastic town, it really creates a large part of the unique experience that is Moog Fest. So, you know, I love both experiences. You know, to me, the key to a successful festival is its uniqueness. And there's nothing quite like Moog Fest, and there's nothing quite like Bonnaroo, but they're very, very, very different experiences.
Well, I know on Bonnaroo, you've got your own YouTube channel where you broadcast a lot of the music live, or you broadcast it fairly soon after it's been performed. Do you have any other new media or, say, social media type ventures going on for Moog Fest this time?
Well, you know, we're discussing a live streaming of some of the Moog Fest events this year. You know, there's a financial hurdle to bringing that to reality. So, you know, that's one of the challenges with a smaller, more boutique type festival, which Moog Fest is that you don't necessarily have all of the opportunities economically to do everything that you would like to do that are certainly possible at something as large as Bonnaroo. So we're investigating it, and we're hoping to move in that direction this year. It's as yet to be determined.
Well, I had fun last year following the Twitter stream for Moog Fest, and one of my favorite memories of 2011 Moog Fest was watching St. Vincent and then having Terry Riley come into the auditorium and sit behind me. And I tweeted it, and I immediately got retweeted by the official Moog Fest. And that was a real hoot. Just being there with Terry Riley behind me, but then sort of getting that affirmation in the social media was kind of cool too.
Well, certainly the Moog Fest audience is very wired into social media. But, you know, that experience of having Terry Riley in the audience it's one of the special things about Moog Fest. It also happens at Bonnaroo, is that the artists love the experience as well. Both years of Moog Fest, you know, watching artists go enjoy the music and performances of other artists has been, you know, one of the truly satisfying aspects of the festival. You know, it really does have a very strong sense of community and shared purpose and, you know, just a real celebration of the joy of making music.
Do you have any other fond memories of the past Moog Fests?
Oh, both Moog Fests were amazing experiences for me. I, I've had the opportunity to work with and interact with a number of my musical heroes. On top of that, you know, being able to spend several days in Asheville, North Carolina, the fact that it's Halloween weekend and people are celebrating, you know, with outrageous costumes just adds to the fun and atmosphere of the event. They're among my most memorable experiences of 30-plus years in this business. You know, I've seldom had more fun than at the MoogFest weekends in Asheville.
You can find out more about the festival at moogfest.com. That's MoogFest.com. You can get extensive profiles of all of the artists coming up and choose which ones you want to go see at the festival. Ashley, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for everything that you do.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, previewing MoogFest 2012.